Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. Stay to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
We are back at it. We took a little break for 2 weeks, but we back. You feel me? Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? Yeah, man, these 2 weeks was good. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. You know, I had my
house. We couldn't let you get 2 weeks of some time off,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know, but it was good. That we did. You know, now we can be fresh and fresh. You know what I'm saying? You got
your
holiday.
Yeah, that's what
Valentine's
I feel like
Day.
It was a refresher. Like, you know, we normally don't take more than 1 week off, and it's very far and few that we do take 1 week off, and we've been at this. April is 4 years, so it was Mo's holiday, Super Bowl Sunday, and then it was Valentine's Day. So, you know, Valentine's Day was on me.
Yeah, Valentine's Day was on you.
Yeah, it was on me. I'm spending time with the family, you know what I'm saying? And I just didn't feel like getting out that vibe, you know what I'm saying, of love and all of that good stuff to, you know, come on. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, guess what? We'll do it. We'll do it.
Bring up the frequency.
Yeah, it was just a, you know, it was a good frequency on that day. But we back at it again. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Guess what? Tell a friend, another friend, so you could get on our top five countries. I see those numbers went up in the 2 weeks that we were gone. Did you miss us? Y'all been checking out them archive shows. Like, wait a minute, where they at? We missed y'all too. Mo, give them the top five.
So top five, man, got the Vikings. You know what I'm saying? Number five coming in, we got Sweden. Number four, we got the continent down under, which is Australia. Number three, we got the United Kingdom. You know, bless up to you know, to England and all that. Number two, we got our peoples up north, Canada. And number one, we got the United States of America, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, that's our top
and
five.
And shout out to California, because you guys are in a lock-in, and, man, y'all still running those numbers. California is our biggest listener in the United States still.
Yeah.
You know, the lockdown going to be over soon. You know, it's okay. The number three and the number two spot, they're very close because, you know, United Kingdom has been leading Canada for some time, and Canada has jumped up, but their numbers are really, really close. So, UK, get that number two spot again. I'm waiting to see who's going to knock the United States out of their number one pivot because the USA just been number one for 4 years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
we definitely thank everybody.
Interesting. That
we thank everybody that's over here in the U.S. rocking with us and all over the world and all of the other countries that tune in to us each and every Sunday night that we are on air. We appreciate the love. We definitely love you back. I know it gets wild. It gets crazy. It gets spiritual. You know, it gets a little weak. It gets gossipy. You know, you never know what you're going to get over here with us. You dig? Man, so tell me about your time being off. That's what you do. Tell me about your 2 weeks.
All right. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, my 2 weeks was lovely. You know, so first off, the Super Bowl was on point. You know, I'm going to talk about that in the world famous chop up, of course. I slipped up and got a 40 ounce. You know what I'm saying? It was rocking
you
with that.
You see my post to that, right? You see my brother.
Back to that 90 flow on him.
I was tickling
good,
you.
Man.
I was like, did he really post some old English? He did.
Like,
he
it's
did.
Only like, it's only right for the Super Bowl. So that was good. And then, you know, Valentine's Day was dope. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, we got a chance to go out to brunch. So it was cool. And we went to the spot called Midwood Flats. It's in Flatbush, Brooklyn, Prophet Park, Lefferts Gardens, to be exact. But anyway, it was cool because, you know, finally New York, we got in I guess, in-house dining, but it's, you know, at a limited thing. So it's funny, too, because in New York, you got all these restaurants, right? And outside, they got all these, like, little makeshift, like, kind of like booths outside with, like, a little heater and stuff that you can go in because these restaurants got to get their money. But it was cool for us. We didn't sit outside. We sat inside since we got a chance to. So that was cool. So I just felt like, damn, you know, we kind of missed this, you know. We ain't had a chance to do this in a minute. So that was good. And then, like I told y'all before, like everything happens for a reason. So this 2 weeks off was great for me, man, because hashtag America's Next Top Realtor. You know, I was getting to the bag, you know what I'm saying? So made some money in real estate, you know what I'm saying? Should have another bag coming. I'm in negotiations on another deal. So, you know, it's just a hashtag savage mode. So, you know, the savage gentleman is in full effect, you know, for tonight's show. And that's pretty much, you know, what's been going down with me. You know, I was up 2 weeks.
Man, we watched the Super Bowl. Shout out to Tampa Bay. You know, I'm a FLA representative. You know, tagline, Orlando raised me, Atlanta paid me. That was a great moment. I lived there for their previous Super Bowl win. You know, it was good stuff to see them coming out.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
On top
out.
And taking home that win flawlessly, you know what I'm saying? You know, when people be complaining about refs, I'd be like,
yeah, get
out it's
of
all
here,
about
man.
How
Tom
you
Brady.
Playing the game.
Facts.
So calm down. Tampa Bay showed up. They showed out. They played. They was hungry. And, you know, shout out to that.
Yes.
So, you know, we watched that. Did a lot of, you know, family time and co-parenting, you know, situations. And
okay.
My girl birthday was this Friday, so we went out for her birthday, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go up there for an hour, and I stayed like three because it took us like 50 minutes to get seated. We were totally rock star wasted. That was like my first time really going out. It's kind of like scary, like, okay, is everything back to normal? It's not really back to normal, but is it okay to go out? And more people are starting to get out of the house. It's like, okay, how long are you going to, you know, do this?
Yeah.
And I think I've been out like one time to enjoy myself over the last year. So it felt good to go out, well, twice. It felt, because I went out on my birthday, but it felt good to go out. I took her out. And just basically, like, you know, let's do it. We caught the Uber because I was like, I know I'm going to drink, and I don't want her to, you know, feel like she has to minimize what she's drinking.
Yeah, y'all want to have a good time. I feel you.
Yeah, I didn't want her to feel like she had to, you know, minimize what she was doing on her date. So, you know, we did the Uber thing and went and turned up, you know, the unequivocal levels. It was absolutely amazeballs. Movie deals in the making, you know, just on that type of time. Just movie deals in the making and, you know, doing my thing, like collecting these checks, you know, and just trying to stay focused.
Stay focused on them, man. 2021.
That's man, yeah, 2021. It's like, okay, you know, balancing out, you know, home life versus, you know, hustling. And I did some changing around today because I had my office desk was set up one way since I actually got it in the room. And I kind of like, you know how you have all the cords because you got, like, the computers. I got computers, laptops, printers, cable modem box, and, you know, lights and all this stuff. So the cords were, like, bothering me. So I finally changed my desk around. And, you know, changed up my tarot area versus my workspace. Mm. And I actually love the way it looks. It actually opened up the room so much. And, you know, that was my day. I was, you know, rearranging and kind of getting some stuff together.
Okay,
I slept the most.
Yeah,
I slept most of the day as I have been for the last few days. And I'm just like, oh, my God, like, am I this exhausted? Why the hell I can't stay woke? But between cleaning up, I was sleeping, so I really do feel well rested for now, and that was mine.
Nice.
Really enjoyed myself.
Facts, man. So we back at it. I picked up this.
I was like,
wait,
we got to do this show tonight. I was asleep and woke up at like five something. Was like, oh man, let me go ahead and
get back into it.
Yeah, man, the nap's been a little long lately, but.
Power
all now. Good. So tonight, and I know Smooth may call in or may not. If he do call in, he gonna be talking noise because we took 2 weeks off. And
he gonna
I don't
be like,
know if
I
we gave him
last
a heads
week
up.
And y'all wasn't here.
We told him the week before last we wasn't gonna be here, but I don't know if I told him last week.
Two
I don't
weeks.
Remember. Y'all just don't know how to run a radio show, do you? You're not gonna hear all that coming on. But tonight we're going to talk about, this is so interesting, how do you turn your mate out in the bedroom? It's interesting to me because Mo is so, he's such a conservative when it comes to the bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not, actually.
So,
I'm really not.
Shit.
I'm really not. I'm really not.
So how do you turn your mate out in the bedroom? Like, if you like, look here. Hey, Smooth, how you doing? We were just talking about you.
About me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. What type of things are you saying about me?
All good things. All good things, as usual.
Oh, yeah, lies and garbage. What's going on, people?
Smooth the Hustler. What's up, man? We back at it. Back on this radio grind, you know what I'm saying? Talking to the people, the world out here. So.
And it's a topic that you can get down with. You know, this is right up your alley tonight.
What's the topic is, man?
How do you turn your mate out in the bedroom? Like, there's somebody you really like or somebody you comfortable with, and you're like, shit, I'm finna turn up. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna turn up on you. Like, it is what it is. You get stuck on me, you get stuck on me. Like, how you turn your mate out in the bedroom? I just gave it to Mo. I told Mo he was a conservative in the bedroom. He said he really not. So I was like, oh, okay. I need to hear this.
Yeah, I'm really not. I'm just real,
yeah,
I'm just real particular.
So
I'm, not, I'm not a conservative.
Is that this motherfucker got toys and fruit in the bedroom now?
I don't deal with toys, man. I'm a grown ass man. I don't play with toys. But I
well,
do got.
You,
look, you know what? I'm going to say this. All right. So you want to serve up to me? I'll shut it off first, and then I'll let y'all go. So to me, how you turn. I mean, look, each woman is different and stuff like that. Me and my mate, my wife, you know, hashtag happily married man. We've been together for years, so the turnout done been happened. But, you know what I'm saying, just for the people out there, to, you know, people that get into new relationships and stuff like that, for me personally now, like, black joke around, say I'm conservative. I just don't like toy situation, and I don't like food in the bedroom. Other than that, let's get it cracking. But shit I do like, I'm like, yo, let's role play. You know what I'm saying? Let me put my ski mask on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll put a ski mask on.
Hold
let
on.
Me get a
baby, you be
you
Harriet Tubman, and I be a slave.
Nigga,
that ain't what
the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get a leash on him, you know what I'm saying? And then some, you know what I'm saying? Let's have some good weed, you know what I'm saying? Something moves, some, if it's wintertime, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna go with the Hennessy. If it's summertime, we're going to go with the Patron. And then, like, I'm all about what adds to the whole situation is, like, that where you at, you know what I'm saying? So the location is key, too, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you got your familiar surroundings if you're in your home or your apartment or whatever. But like, let's be on a vacay somewhere. Let me get it cracking. You know what I'm saying? Or get a hotel. You know what I'm saying? So
it's we know about
ways,
your hotel.
Like,
you mean motel?
Yeah, the motel. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? I lost my virginity in a park. You know what I'm saying? I lost my virginity in Prospect Park. That's where I'm at now, Brooklyn. Kane Park. Cleveland Heights, Ohio, back in the day, back in the mid-90s. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not conservative. I'm real picky. I'm real particular. But, you know, so that's how you turn
it out.
So, you're
turning your mate out by dressing up and taking her to a motel.
Well, yeah. I mean, something's going to lead to that. It's going to get to that. But that's going to be like the climax part. You know what I'm saying? When I take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think the mask part too. You know, especially for a woman to shy or whatever, or they don't want to like totally. They put a mask on and they can just be somebody else real quick. They can tap into a whole other entity. You know what I'm saying? I want some next level shit when it comes to that. But you know what I'm saying? So that's me. You know what I'm saying? So
Nikki, that's
you know
so
what I'm
sweet. So for me. You know, when it's turn up, because I'm not going to turn up with everybody that I'm in a bedroom with. It's just not going to happen. I don't care how long we've been together. You're going to get different levels of me depending on who you are, depending on how attracted I am to you, and depending on our vibe. You know what I'm saying? Now, if the vibe is right and I'm extremely attracted to you, and I'm like, okay, it's turn-up time in the bedroom. Man, turn-up means going all out. You know, that role-playing, all that's good. You know, put on something sexy for the night for them. Make sure you're smelling good when you get out the shower. You know what I'm saying? Number one is that you want to give him some good-ass head. From a woman's standpoint, you know, you're going to hear two males and one woman's standpoint. But for me, you know, my friends be like, dang, you know, how you do what you do? Listen, you want to give him some good-ass head. And when I say good head, you want it. You want it slow. You want it long. You want to get on the head. You want to do everything. You want to suck the whole pole. You want to do it all. Now, you're not doing this to get him hard. And a lot of people get head just to get him hard. Okay, come on, give me something. Man, give that man some head for about 20, 25 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Fuck your jaws. It's not about you. If you feel like
your jaws
strong enough, then you chew some gum. You chew some gum all day the day before so that you can get, you know what I'm saying, past that lockjaw syndrome
like that.
Or whatever.
Said, hold on. You know what I'm saying? You get ready. You know what I'm saying? That's the good stuff.
Repeat that.
Well,
again,
yeah,
so
you
like,
gotta
get
you gotta condition your body. It's just like before you start working out,
like
you gotta stretch. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same thing. You know, chew you some gum the day before. Chew gum all day if you feel like your jaw's not ready. But give that man some Jostle for 20 minutes. I guarantee you that's gonna set the mood. But before you put your mouth on him, rub his body, caress his body with your nails, with your fingertips. You know what I'm saying? Have a nice conversation. Get it. Talk about some shit that's freaky that he likes. Find out what his fantasy is and talk to him about that. It's just y'all two. He gonna be ready then. You done gave him some awesome Jawsome for 20 solid minutes. You ain't sucking it to get it hard. You sucking it to make him happy. You making sure that he's fully fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? Listen, lick those balls. Suck those balls, hair and all. You know what I'm saying? Pull the hair to the side. Lick those balls. Feel me? Put them in your mouth one at a time. You know, suck them soft. Lick that tank. If you freaky, guess what? Lick that asshole. It's all good. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? Make sure he take a goddamn shower. It's a turn-up season. You know what I'm saying? You going to kiss on that asshole, lick on his asshole. You going to make sure he is fully satisfied before he even get up to touch on you. You know what I'm saying? You want to turn out. It's not about you. So if you're trying to make this session about you, how can you turn somebody else out? You got to find out what it is that they like and they want. You hear a lot of men ain't big on here. You make them big on here. You know what I'm saying? They normally ain't big on head because they ain't had no good head. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that is whatever technique that you use to it, whatever technique that you like. You feel me? But by the time he get up to even fuck on you, you 40 minutes in to the whole session. Then, you know, when he get up in that coochie, honey, and you taking care of that thing real good and that shit there moist, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. He put that thing in you, you know, you done sucked on it good, you gonna be wet. If that shit wet, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be super wet. Have mind control. When you having sex with a man, Your shit don't stay wet. It's because where your mind is going. You have to be fully involved in that situation, and you gonna stay wet if that shit good to you. Period.com. Give him that shit. Throw it back. Twerk on the dick. Let him go as deep as he want to. Even if it hurt, bitch, when you get done, take some fucking pain medicine. Like, let him go all in. Let him do what he got to do. You know what I'm saying? He get ready to come. No, baby. Put it on my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, be his freak.
Yeah.
Be his porn star. Be his all-star. That's how you turn the motherfucker up and turn him out. You know what I'm saying? People be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to give him this good pussy, and this is what it is. I can tell you my book, and still you can't beat me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do what I want to do. Yeah, that's just that. You know, I got a motherfucker, you ain't never got freaky with me. You ain't never, you know, did this to me. And in my head, I'm never going to do that to you. But at the same time, you know, you can see me perform, and you may think like, oh, okay, I'm going to get that. Now, everybody don't get the same level of me. You know what I'm saying? It's just about me being comfortable. It's about how clean you is. And if you a bad motherfucker and that nigga ain't got no ugly toes, he keep himself up, man, suck them toes. Suck that nigga toes. You know what I'm saying? Like, make that motherfucker realize that, baby, you are the greatest of whatever it is that you do. You know what I'm saying? Suck them toes like you suck it on his dick. Have that experience very memorable. You know what I'm saying? Make him understand shit. This is me. You know, this is what I want right here. I guarantee you, if you do what you do with passion, shit, he all in. He all in. That's my turn-up session. It ain't got nothing to do. I'm going to have him something sexy, but that shit ain't going to stay all long. I got motherfucking curves for days. Nigga want to see that ass. He want to see some baby oil on that ass.
He want to see a ripple. Shout out to my dude.
Yeah,
dude.
He ain't trying to AKP. See
he
no
wanna
outfit.
He want to see that shit ripple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It don't ripple.
Effect.
It just clap. Fuck out of here.
Ripple? Oh, clap. No, you know, you want to see a ripple clap. You know what I'm saying? You want to see the breast swing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I'm talking about turn up. This is what I'm talking about. Turn up, turn out. Go over
so, yeah,
and beyond.
Man,
and it's, listen, let me tell you something. Well, let me tell you what that's accompanied with, right? Because
talk
the bedroom alone, you got plenty of freaks out here. But if you're a boss chick and you're getting your own money, you understand me? You're getting your own money. You're going to whip up something
too.
In the kitchen, or you're going to make sure that nigga belly full. You gonna make sure you understand the house ain't motherfucking decent. You got them gonna have these conversations and be able to play games with them and all this shit here. That's the whole thing. That's how it goes. Not to say that he still ain't gonna fuck up. Not to say that he still ain't gonna lose you. But at the end of the day, I guarantee you'll have it sold. When he coming,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Find out what make him come while you giving him head. You ain't got to, he ain't got to touch you every time. Suck his dick till he comes, swallow the nut, and get up and say thank you for dessert. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, you got to understand
and
figure out what it is that triggers his body. And then you do it. To the, if you got to suck his dick for 20, 30 minutes to get the cum out, then get the cum out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Spitters are quitters. Swallow the cum.
That's a
thank
fact.
You, baby.
That's a fact.
Good night. Go to sleep. I know you got work in the morning. Baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, do some shit to goddamn be like, man, shit, yeah, she fucking with me. Because anybody that I fuck with,
that
I motherfucking got feelings for, and I'm trying to motherfucking make sure you understand this shit, you for me, you gonna know you for me. And that's on everything.
Okay. So, 7 days ago.
What Smooth got to say? You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Smooth. The floor is yours.
Well, 7 days ago, I threw the first event of the year, which was Filthy Valentine's. So, it's an adult event, obviously, because, you know, that's how I get down. There was a particular section of the event called Kiss and Tell. That's when either the couples got together or, you know, the single people got together and shit. They really start to talk about what they like. You see what I'm saying? So if you like to be touched a certain way, you know what I'm talking about, you'll tell the motherfucker to either touch you hard or soft or nibble, bite, et cetera, et cetera. This particular topic is about how do you turn your mate out in the bedroom. The only way to turn your mate out in the bedroom is if you actually know what they like. And the first stage of actually getting to know what they like is to actually ask a question. This goes back to a topic we had, what was it, like 6-7 months ago with the individual that practiced, what was that? Because I'm getting old.
Yeah. The Kama Sutra
Tantra. Tantric
Tantra, yeah, all right.
Tantric sex or whatnot. So, so the particular game, Kiss and Tell or whatnot. So, right now, as you can tell, I guess I have to be the watered down version, because Black just pretty much, you know, she wild out about, you know what I'm saying, sucking it and swallowing and shit, and I can't beat that right now. So I'm just gonna be the Dr. Phil of the fucking moment. Thanks, Black, stealing my thunder.
Black, you know what I'm saying?
Because I came on this bitch. I was about to talk about my Filthy Valentine's event book and swallowed a nut and said thank you for dessert. So I'm like, well, in that case, I'm Dr. Phil of this. So
I ain't never seen you switch roles. Not you.
Well, in this particular aspect of how to turn a motherfucker out in the bedroom, this is pretty much the topic that we talked about the other few weeks ago, as far as with the Jefferson Sullivan song. You see what I'm saying? What makes you worthy of, you know what I'm saying, getting that good ass sex? But, you know, that particular episode, you know, we digressed and old boys turned into a pimp on us and shit. Oh, well, this topic ain't going the way it's supposed to go.
As a gentleman.
So, but on real shit, if you really don't sit down and have a conversation with your mate and ask them, you know what I'm saying, what they like or what they enjoy and shit, I found a motherfucking couple out last week. Apparently, this nigga is a foot fetish connoisseur or some shit. And like... Like, the bitch was trying to figure out why the nigga dick wouldn't get hard, because he won't sniff on feet. This nigga thought sniffing the feet, this motherfucker put on the show. I was like, man, what the hell? So there you go. Pitch, put the feet in the nigga's face. Congratulations. Now pay me my $60, bitch. You've been here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, people got to open. You'd be surprised. And women be having some freaky ass shit, man. You never fucking know until you, like you said,
all
ask questions. Like, goddamn.
All I know is it's 2021. All these people been been in the fucking house for months now, and they ready to get it. So if you're in the New Orleans area, come out at you, boy. I get you right. Fuck with you, talking.
Oh, you about to get on your Kama Sutra too? You about to be?
Oh no, man! Well, you already in, nigga. I just threw it.
Okay, my fault.
Easter, called Filthy Valentine's.
Silky.
You know
okay, my bad. Promote that, you know. Let the people know. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess you just did.
Easter, we're gonna do the Easter Sex Hunt 2021 edition and shit. So it is what it is.
For the Equinox.
For everybody else, just follow Black's lead and suck your dick for 30 minutes. Don't suck my dick for 30 minutes, because I'm going to beat the piss out of you. I'm just letting you know right now. Yeah.
Nah, I can get with that for a minute.
Fuck what you're talking about.
30 minutes?
Well,
look.
I like completion. You feel what I'm saying? If I eat the plant, he eat the pussy for 30 minutes, because bitch, you're going to come about at least 5-6 times in 30 fucking minutes. If I eat the fucking pussy for 30 fucking minutes and you ain't come, oh, bitch, we need to have a conversation because something's wrong. Let me know what I'm doing wrong, goddamn it. So if you sucking my dick for 30 minutes, bitch, I need to come. Fuck the top up.
Man, it's about the intensity of it. It's not just more so like, oh,
some
I'm going to be down there and going in and going
hard
for 30 minutes. It's the intensity, slowing it up, speeding it up, slowing it down. You know what I'm saying? You really trying to take him there.
Like if you want to edge the motherfucker, all right, that's one thing. Edging is the process of getting them there, but, you know, slacking off. All right, okay, cool. But, bitch, I better know that you edging. But damn, so quick.
20 minutes. You know? 20 minutes.
Right.
He ain't got to know.
Like
me, here's the thing.
See, look,
some men don't like to tell you.
If I think your head ain't good enough, shit.
No, I'll tell you.
Some men don't like to tell you what's going to make them come. Because that's the door to their soul. When you suck a man's penis and make him come, that's the door to his soul. So some men, not smooth, you different. You got a whole football team of kids. You know how to control your mind. You know what I'm saying? To you, sex is sex. But to other men and regular men, that's not the same thing. So men ain't going to really tell you how to make them come because they want you to chase. You have to pay attention to his body. You got to pay attention to what he like. Some men, they jump if you rub and finesse the crease of their hip. You know what I'm talking about? That little part right there on the crease of the hip. It's a certain way you got to touch that part
and slide down to the
inside of their leg. And that shit makes them real sensitive. You can do that while you're giving them head, and that shit going to drive them crazy. Some men like their nipples to be rubbed. You know what I'm saying? Some men want you to cut the balls and suck the dick. So you're doing all of these different things in 20 minutes. 20 minutes, you ain't down there just going, make it interesting. That's why I said.
You know what it is? When you banging a female from the back, and she reached down behind and like grab your balls,
grab
and shit balls like that,
and start tickling them, with the tip of her fingernails. Come on now.
Oh, that's most women don't even be knowing that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like a little gym out there.
Yeah, you down there for 20 minutes, but guess what? Wherever his spots is, you're going to be rubbing on them thighs while you down. Not on his thighs, but like right up by his hip. You're going to kind of rub on the inside of his leg. Figure out, like rub on him. He ain't got to tell you nothing. Figure it out on your own.
Oh, hell with
they all
about.
Got
that's
a trigger. You
like,
just
got to
figure out where
them,
they trigger at.
No. Yeah. Fuck that figuring out shit. Man, just go on and ask a fucking question. Rub on each other and figure that shit out at the same time. Cause ain't nothing worse than the bitch thinking that she doing what she the fuck she doing. She don't know the fuck she doing. I mean, fuck. Bitch,
oh, well,
fuck.
Nah. She got to know.
What are you going to say? You going to know if you know what you're doing. If his back leafing up and he got them squirming, you going to know you're doing what you're doing. If he just laying there to like, women fake orgasms too.
Right.
And that man just laying there, he like, look, just looking at you like you fucking stupid. You doing something else?
Man, let me
he ain't moaning, but he just looking at you.
That ain't always the truth because, let me get this straight. I know me, right? Depending on the broad, like now that I'm getting old and shit, depending on the broad, I give a bitch reaction. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a reaction type ass nigga. But depending on the broad, the bitch is like, all right, okay, I'm going to get a bitch a little moan and shit. You know what I'm saying? Help this bitch by fucking and throwing all this other bullshit. But on a normal day, I'm just laying there. La, 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 la. And even make me happy.
Right. I've been nothing but punch you in the chest. Like, I've never had that response. sometimes, though, you know, knock on wood, I've never had that response. So I don't know. Like, I'm the body whisperer. So I know, you know what I'm saying? I know whisperer. I know trigger points. I know what I'm doing. Ain't nobody going to be there like, you know, yeah, her head was all right. It wasn't all of that. Yeah, they lying. You know what I'm saying? They trying to keep you away. So, you know, I don't know. I just pay attention to people's bodies and they movements, and I love a man that moans. You can't let out one moan and be done. No, I need you to moan through this whole process.
Yeah, I love a
let
woman
me let me hit that moan button and keep it going.
But especially that's why I like hotel sex, because hotel sex you can get all out. Like, who gives a fuck if they hear you? See, like, when I'm in my spot, I don't be wanting to go all in, because I don't be wanting to, you know, because I'm in an apartment, so I don't want to be like turning it out too much, and then, you know, they hear my you know what I'm saying? My other half.
Man,
you know
shit,
what
I'm in a house, and I got people up above me, but we still finna turn up. My homegirl upstairs, she was like, you was turned up with your loud ass. I said, you heard me or the TV? She told me, I heard the TV with your loud ass. And I was like, damn, I ain't know I was that loud, because we had the TV up. But, hey, we were going in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's
so
like,
said,
man,
why,
I'm not finna be.
Location is key, you know what I'm saying? Because when you can just turn out, and, you know, because women get loud, man. When they really feeling it, they like to get loud. And I love a woman just don't give a fuck. Like, some women, once they, and that's the ill shit about it. Like, some women, when you get to getting it, they don't give a fuck who around, who can hear. They get all in ecstasy. Like, I can
yeah,
say that. They don't
fuck
care.
Out of here. That's how that thing like, stay wet. Man, listen, you into the moment. If you sitting here and you getting drilled and he giving you that thing and he hitting new areas and he done discovered new land in the coochie land. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his part, and you sitting in your head like, I don't want to moan loud because I don't want nobody to hear me. You take it from the experience. That's how you drying that thing up. Man, get into that shit. Enjoy every moment. Enjoy every stroke.
Yeah,
enjoy every
piece
that he hit.
Don't let me find out. Like, I'm like, look, I'm just saying, like, if I'm hearing somebody getting banged out, you know what I'm saying? I know who it is. I'm like, damn, next time I see that person, I'm going to be like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? So I know how I think. So I'm like, I can't. You know, that's why I say location is key. Location
it's
is key. If you really want to turn up. If you really want to turn up, location is key. You know what I mean? So, yeah, nah, this is a sexy topic. Straight up. Especially like
it's
for Valentine's month. I'm so modest. Why you say that? Well, you know, it's the truth. I mean, that's how, yeah, I like
it. You be worried about who the hell hearing you. Shit. You
nah,
should be goddamn.
Is,
they, when they see you, they going to be like, that's the man right there. He be putting it down.
Nah, but you know what? Nah, that's how. You know, well, I guess I. With my wife, I'm a very
nigga. That's how you get stalkers, right though.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, I just always know my surroundings. If I got some little free code I don't care about, then oh shit, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because she, you know, look, we can get this, you know, like you, look, see, you always get me into pit bull, like, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, if I got some little free code, boom, 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 and then dudes are looking like, I'm like, okay. You know what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the price? You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, you can get
the
some sensation what? Too. What I'm trying to say is, if you got like a little freak chick that's out there and that people hearing it, and then you know they see them and they want to see what's happening, then that's a business transaction. I'm just saying, if I was on some pimp shit, but I got a wife. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
that's
what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm just keeping it 100. We talk. This is real talk, right? I'm just keeping it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
You
so.
Was a tech trafficker in the past life.
No, I'm telling you.
Stupid.
We get to talk about the topics, man. I get deep on them, so. That's
good. This fool made me sick. He was a sex trafficker.
Oh,
hey, he might have was, man. He's a sex trafficker or a pimp. One of the two, I'm sure of it.
It's all the same, man. It's all the same.
Hold on. We ain't fucking associated with none of this. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about it.
That man said he don't want no association. I'm making me a little beverage real quick.
And so I already know that the world famous chop up gonna be crazy because you know what I'm saying, we missed 2 weeks. But it was a really good topic. You know what I'm saying? Sorry I shut the topic down. I was waiting and shit. Hear y'all, what y'all talking about y'all doing by turning up? Because, you know, for me, turn up is all the way turn up, you know, to the end. And don't and people don't really get that experience. So if you get that experience from me, then, you know.
Yeah, so,
you know,
that's it. I'm all in. And it's like I said, it's different. Every woman is different, so it's going to be different attributes that you bring out of each relationship or each, you know, experience that you have with each different lady. You know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you just adapt to that person, and then, like, you know, y'all take it there or whatever level y'all take it to. So, you know, that's how it go, for me at least.
Well,
so,
let's go
ahead and get into
this real famous chop up, and I'm finna slow it down. Do you think?
All right.
Damn,
so,
hold up. We're going to fire.
Okay,
I don't want to go through the world famous chop up.
I know. You know,
it's 8:39. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I said. You're all right, so bring it back. Smooth, go ahead, Smooth, because it's you. You know what I'm saying? You had your whole sex, you know, your whole, you know, getaway, that Valentine's joint, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, elaborate a little bit more for the people out there. You
ask me what you
want to
know.
Prospect of it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
My microphone.
All
right. I fixed my shit. Man, my shit. Little cheap ass headphones, huh? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Once again, the topic is how do you turn your mate out in the bedroom? And so that's another thing. So when you say turn out, you know that has different implications on certain things, you know what I'm saying? And I know I keep getting back to this Mac pimp talk, but turn out, that's what that means. But anyway, so Smooth, getting back to the topic and, you know, the things that we're talking about here, you had your Valentine's Day sort of off, and you were saying that it was different couples, it was different single people there. So if you can elaborate, what was, from the things that you observed, what were some of the things that you saw that the different women on in that situation, or even a different man in that situation?
I threw a sex party. I mean,
okay.
So the title of the event was Filthy Valentine's. I've been promoting it since December or whatnot. Now, the thing is, you know, of course, you know, we had our vendors or whatnot. Also, we had, like, the edibles, the weed edibles and shit for the fucking panties and everything else like that. We had the sex toys, of course. Of course, you know, you always got to have, like, some sex guru that, you know, they say they know every fucking thing. Yeah, whatever, bitch. But basically, the event was a mask-only event. So,
ooh, okay. The mask.
Not
for
mask-only. Like, right,
mask-only.
I mean, basically, like, Batman Robin type-ass mask.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So,
like I said, not the ski mask, but, you know, like the little people who's behind
the mask, they actually pretend like nobody really knows who they are, and they just let them.
They can be somebody else. I just said that earlier. Show.
So in the process of that, you know what I'm saying, you charge motherfuckers to let loose and just be free, okay? But, you know, you have to have your events, like I was saying, the Kiss and Tell event. Basically, it was more of a tantric exercise, but not using tantric as the premise for it, because, like, everybody needs to know their partner. But since it was couples and since it was single people and shit like that, the singles just got together and shit, and they just started, you know, following along with exercise, and shit just got real fucking nasty. Mm. Shit got real freaky. I'm talking about the
people. He was pinned
feet.
Up, too. Okay, yeah. What the dude with the feet seemed like he was the star of the show.
Man,
it seemed like to me.
Boy, the nigga with the feet, man, like, he started cheating on his dick with other feet. like once that nigga came out, say he liked feet and shit, and the bitch looking at him like, you like feet? So he started sniffing on the bitch feet, and all of a sudden this nigga got hard, then this nigga started sniffing on other bitch feet and shit. And just, man, that motherfucker's so wild.
It was a one point
sniffing ass motherfucker.
Like, fucking feet. Armpits and shit like that. I forgot his name, but he was always doing that shit in different scenes. I can't even think of his name, but go ahead. My fault.
I mean, but whatever floats your boat, whatever gets you hot.
I ain't
judging. Whatever gets you hot, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of my baby mama, she's a butt pirate, so I let her go out and, you know, fuck her butts.
Oh, my butt. What? So she was So
my
on,
girl,
so
my girl.
Wait, hold on. So the one you brought, one of your baby mothers that like to peg or whatever. So she was letting loose in the spot, like pegging other people, I guess.
No. I didn't invite her to the event. Fuck that.
Oh, okay.
Hater.
Nigga, hater. No, I'm just saying in general, man. Look, you gotta be able to allow your partner to express themselves sexually, and sometimes you have to be confident enough to allow them to express themselves without you. You see what I'm saying? So if for instance, in my case, like bitch, no, you know what I'm saying? You ain't getting these cheap, but you can go out. Yeah. And go get them fucking cheap, but we're going to have some guidelines and some rules and shit. So what happened on Filthy Valentine's, man, it was like a lot of pent-up sexual frustration, a lot of pent-up relationship frustration due to COVID-19. Motherfuckers stuck with people, and they really don't know how to communicate with their partner. Because what I find myself is I don't let shit ride. You know what I'm saying? Like every violation, I keep a tally of that shit. Sometimes I don't express it when I'm supposed to, and all it does is it builds and builds and builds, and then when it manifests itself in a motherfucking manner of just cataclysmic events. See what I'm saying? So I had a room full of people that had pent up sexual frustration, pent up mental agitation and shit like that. Mm. And I literally was Dr. Phil. I was Dr. Phil in that bitch with sex.
So, okay. So when you say you was Dr. Phil, you was the doctor. So it was maybe different women in there that was telling their situations, whether it was like trauma or just certain things they were dealing with. Now, was you talking to them or you was just talking to them at first and then you performed your sexual healing? Like, how did that go?
All of that. But it was an event. You see what I'm saying? I threw a fucking event. I had vendors. You know what I'm saying? I had football and shit like that. People wanted to get out the house and let loose. But you can feel the vibe in the room. You see what I'm saying? So with every exercise, with every type of game you had, you know what I'm saying, you actually felt the room get lighter and lighter and lighter. And the lighter the room got, the more free people became. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
everybody's been in a party where there's just that one person that brings life to the party.
The icebreaker.
You see what I'm saying? Right. And everybody's had a party where it's that one person that just kills the party. Like just sucks the atmosphere out the room and shit like that.
Yeah, that's not good.
So throughout the night, you'll have like certain couples or you'll have like certain individuals that come in the room. They either had positive energy or had negative energy. And motherfucker, the people with the negative energy, you have to exercise their asses. You know what I'm saying? You have to get to the core root of why the fuck you're so fucked up.
That's a good point. So the people that had the negative energy or pent up energy where you could sense the tension, like what's an example of how that was worked out and then it changed to positive once the ice was broken with that particular person or couple?
What them is basically sexual molestation. And that's real shit. When I say sexual molestation, I mean like, you know what I'm saying, like fucking sexual molestation, I mean like you force them, those individuals, to participate on these particular games, to participate and force them to actually, you know what I'm saying, get up on stage and shit and allow another motherfucker to touch them and tell the other individual, you know what I'm saying, what they like and what they don't like. Hard assault, you know what I'm saying? But while you're actually holding a conversation with that person, everybody's watching you and shit like that, it's actually more or less an event of you sitting down on a couch talk to a therapist. You know what I'm talking about? Because, like, sometimes when you talk to a therapist, some shit like that, sometimes you might make up a story just to get over the hour that you have to sit down with the motherfucker. Or sometimes you actually tell the truth. What you're actually talking, when people come to an event and they're pissed off and they have this negative energy, they ain't really been talking.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
True.
They ain't really been expressing themselves. So you're actually forcing them to express himself. You see what I'm saying? So you actually force him to molest their fucking brain and shit. He just come out and be like, yeah, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, that. So, man, it was just, it was a fucking night of me just like, man, highs and lows. At the end of the day, it was highs. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so it was more highs than lows. So that's a good thing. So now with this at like a undisclosed location, like how did that work out?
Oh man, it was like a radio station in Harahan and whatnot. Well, that's it. So, but you know, it was RSVP at first because the motherfucker really didn't know if I was gonna get the location. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But that was a nice event.
No, I can see, man. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up too. So you know that's a win. So it is. So I would gather too, especially when you was talking about, you know, people with the negative energy and stuff like that, and the different, I guess, exercises or games y'all might have played to release that tension. I would assume that because of the mask, that made it easier. You know what I'm saying? Because you can kind of like let loose a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, without, you know what I'm saying? So you butt out of the leg, but once you got your mask on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel a little different. So, okay, so that's
how you're not for everybody unmasked. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, dude, you're free to say what you have to say with the mental protection. Of,
yeah, no,
you know
judgment.
What I'm saying, being right, you see what I'm saying, of just not knowing, nobody know who the fuck you is, even though nigga like, I know that bitch, but oh well.
Exactly, but for that night, you know, we pretended like we didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, that was dope, man. So, and you said you have another one coming up in, you know, April for Easter, you know, for the kick off the spring, basically, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to have sex hunt. That's gonna be the event name.
The last one was
Filthy Valentine's and shit like that.
Okay.
I actually had motherfuckers promoting that shit on that crazy ass Chinese website, TikTok. Apparently they had like a silver challenge and shit. So I had these shirts made with Filthy Valentine's, and the bitch had on the Filthy Valentine's Day shirt, then all of a sudden The room got red and the dude was naked dancing or some shit.
That's why I told you, bro. You got to get into social media, man. That's the shit, fuck social media nowadays. Well, if you're promoting these events, man, how people going to know about it? You know what I'm saying? Well, I got to do it for you, which is good, too.
You'd be surprised. I don't really need to do that.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? My outside life and shit, motherfuckers, motherfuckers just know.
Word of mouth. Okay, well, you know, that's still the old school way that can work, especially if the event was successful, because that's the main thing. As long as people come, especially when they spend their money. So if they spend their money, get out the house, have a good time, learn some shit, you know what I'm saying, then they're going to put people on. They're going to mess with you for the next one. So, you know, that's always good, especially, and you said you had vendors, so you had different people, experts in different things to maybe talk about or to sell, so that's always good too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So that's just a networking situation. So what would be the difference? Because you said this one was Valentine's and the other one is the sex hunt. So what would be the difference from what they did this time to what's going to happen on the next event?
Just the wardrobe. That's the only difference. Everything's always going to be the same. Sex will always be sex.
Okay, it's the same shit.
Throw a St. Patrick's Day one, but I was like, nah, I ain't about to do St. Patrick's Day.
Fuck all that. All right.
Even though that would have been gangster. St. Patrick's Day would have been gangster. But had everybody wearing green, if you got caught in that bitch when not wearing green, you're just going to get pinched, stank, and everything else. But
okay. So it's all about the themes. Okay, so it's got to be a theme going on. Okay, I get you. All right, so, you know, that's what's up, Smoke. So, you know, just promote that, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially as we get closer to April, man. So that's what's popping. So, you know, so that's what's up, man. So that definitely added to the topic, you know, of how do you turn your mate out in the bedroom. Because especially, like, if your mate was having some issues and y'all was in the New Orleans area and y'all, you know, went to my man Smoke's event, that could be a little turnout situation right there. You know, things could get back on track. So, shout out to that.
And before I forget, man, shout out to my girl. You heard me? With her fifth print in a published magazine in 6 months. You know what I'm talking about, man? That thing was looking all type of, chocolate shit for 2021. You heard me?
Hold on. Who are we talking about? What happened?
Chocolate City for 2021. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
We up. They don't even know it.
What I miss? What's going on? Oh, shit. All right.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Plus Magazine, Plus Mag. I'm coming out in April. I just got my copy of the mag, and I did the cover of this mag, and I have 3 or 4 page spread inside the magazine. So, you know, we working when you don't even think I'm working. Like, I know I have these things in the mix, and I just announce them as they come out. So I'm excited. Yeah. You can find the cover on my Instagram page. It's on my Instagram. The new Miss Love is Black 1. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number 1. The cover is there. And you can also find my Linktree link in my bio. And that gives you a link to everything else that I'm doing, okay? So, yeah, make sure you check it out. It'll be promoted in April. You know, I just put it up there just to be like, yes. But we're going to go in and promote that one in April. I actually am doing a mass shoot because, you know, I had a situation and I couldn't shoot. So I'm about to do a mass shoot where we're going to knock out like 2-3 shoots back to back. I just got most of my clothes in for this shoot, which is going to be amazing, and I cannot wait. The kitchen was kind of hot and sexy, so I'm going to do the kitchen again, like another kitchen suit, and I'm trying to wait for the weather to kind of change because I really want to go outdoors and do it the right way, but it's all dependent and contingent. So I'm doing the mass shoot so we can actually go grab some more covers and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm doing it. So anybody that's doing anything, stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are out here and you know, taking these shoots and you just posting on Instagram just to be popular, like, find something to motivate you with what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Submit it to magazines. Submit it to modeling agencies. Submit it somewhere so you can get something out of it. Because just grabbing the attention of a man is not going to cut it. You know, you want your own bag. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to be booed up off these pics. So, you know, just stay consistent and it works out. I knew, I knew about 3 or 4 months ago that I had got the cover of this, and, you know, it just takes time for everything to go. So just stay patient, stay consistent with what you're doing, you know, and just wait on it to come. So we in there. Go ahead. Thank you, sis.
That's what's up. Well, so with that being the case, you know what I'm saying? So now, yeah, it was a little too premature. Last one was like, hold on. Let's stretch this out a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So now, without further ado, we're going to get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. So, you know, this is the part of the show where I like to just talk my shit, you know what I'm saying? So different particular topics that I thought was just interesting, usually for the past week, but since we had a little time off for the past 2 weeks, so, you know, it's kind of a loaded chop up. So we're going to get into it. I know Black got some things she was, you know, tripping on in the 2 weeks that she wanted to talk about as well. But hopefully I got this queued up, right? So, and I know Smooth is a boxing fan, and I didn't get a chance to see this fight. I'm going to watch it probably maybe tonight after the show or you know, sometime this week. But shout out to my guy, Adrian Broner. I just wonder who got his first win in, you know, 4 years, you know what I'm saying? But this has been my guy, you know what I'm saying?
Like, shout out to Oscar Valdez for knocking out Brichelle on ESPN last night.
Okay, man, I didn't see that one.
Look,
okay,
go ahead. You had fights on ESPN and you had fights on Showtime at the same time last night.
Same damn
man.
Time. Shout out to that one song back in the day.
Thank God for Oscar Valdez knocking out Brichelle to entertain me while Adrian Braun was wasting my fucking time fighting Santiago last night.
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you right there. I'm happy that they gave Adrian Braun the win, right?
Facts.
I'm happy that they gave Adrian Braun the win last night, right? That's all I'm saying.
Black History Month. Black History Month.
Yeah, exactly. Like, boy, had this been Jose Mayo Santiago, they would have gave the fight to Santiago.
Look, well, hold on.
Hey,
you see, you're not the fight, so I don't know if I can believe you because I got to see it for myself before I even understand what you're saying because you said you was watching another fight anyway.
Let me tell you. Adrian Broner, bro, look, see, the only reason why Adrian Broner fighting the way he is right now is because he fucked around and he violated Mayorga. And you know what I'm saying? Mayorga knocked his ass. You know what I'm talking about? So ever since then, he's been gun shot. Don't get me wrong. Ain't nobody. If he actually throws his hands, he can't be beat. But this
bro,
motherfucker
bro.
Don't throw his hands. Man,
this
bitch
is
doing
all
this.
He don't want to get knocked out. He really don't want to get knocked out. You know, that's like the ultimate shit. Like, so he,
right.
You know, but
well,
I can't wait to analyze this fight. I'm a fan of Broner, man. Shout out Cincinnati. You know what I'm saying? I don't really watch
man, I'm happy.
Like that. I'm a Cleveland
guy. Yeah, he physically, he mentally said that he's on a new path. I'm happy that he mentally said that bullshit. But, man, but watching him, man, look.
And he's the ultimate
man,
showman.
Thank God
you know
Oscar
man?
Valdez had a fight at the same fucking time, so I could just go ahead and hit the previous button, watch a good fight, and go ahead and, you know, go back to Adrian Broner so this nigga can put me to sleep.
Oh, man.
Well, it was hard.
With that being said.
AB put me to sleep last night, bro.
I'm gonna see if I can cue up this clip, man, because I think this clip, like, you know, this was like after the fight. This was Broner being interviewed. So real quick, let me see if I can cue it up for the people out there here, and then I'll elaborate.
Man, but the knockout of the night happened. What Oscar Valdez?
How different will we see now going forward? Like now, are you going right back to training? See, that's the thing. It is a different AB. It is. What happened was, I only had $13 coming into this motherfucker fight. We just flipped that to about $13 million. So a lot of things go change. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. For the rest of the weekend, we're gonna pop bottles, cash checks, and have sex. But on Monday, it's back to kicking ass and hitting bags, though. Real talk.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
That's what I'm talking about. You dedicated. But he still got to get paid, though. When you broke, you dedicated. That's real.
That's what I'm trying to say, man. So that's my guy.
But like the
stat thing
is the fight was supposed to be at 140, but he couldn't make the weight, so then they changed the bit to 147. Like they're trying to get AB back down to 140 so he can fight Regis Progre. For some big money.
Okay.
That ain't gonna happen if the motherfucker can't make weight. That ain't gonna happen if the motherfucker can't make weight. So hopefully he don't drink anything, right? Which I know ain't gonna happen. But hopefully he don't drink anything, get back into the fucking gym and all this other bullshit so he can get his weight back down to 140.
140, that's tough though, man. That's tough.
That's not his natural weight.
He made 146. Let's get one thing straight. He made 146. The fight Saturday was 140. He just couldn't make the weight. So he needs to stay away from the alcohol for this weekend, go back to the gym, keep that weight off. Keep that fucking weight off so he can make the 140. But he can just start throwing them fucking punches. If not, dog, I wasted my time. I dedicated my Saturday for AB, but thank God for Oscar Valdez on ESPN. I witnessed the knockout of the night.
Knockout of the year. Okay, I gotta watch that. That fight right there was beautiful. I just wanted to kind of lean off with that. I'm going to get back into the sports report later on in the chop up. But just to switch gears, really quick, let me see. I just wanted to say a quick RIP to Larry Flint. You know what I'm saying?
Just
a quick moment, quick 3-second moment of silence.
May 13th, I
think. Yeah, man. So RIP to Larry Flint, the Hustler, man. Just growing up, man, I remember back in the day being a little dude, man, and finding, like, my father's stash. Maybe that's why I'm the way I am. You know what I'm saying? I remember finding my father's little stash that he had of his little magazine back in the day. But I remember Hustler. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Playboy, of course. But Playboy, you know, shout out to Hugh Hefner. You know, Playboy was always a little bit more commercial. You know, they wanted to make it a little bit more, you know, readable for just the average person or whatever. So, you know, they had their little shoots, but it wasn't raw. But then I came across one of my pops, Hustler Mags. I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Playboy, but it's a little bit raw. You know what I'm saying? And I've always kind of, you know, with music, with movies and stuff like that, I always like the just raw aspect a little bit more than the commercial. So, so I just want to say shout out to Larry Flint. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude was definitely an innovator in the game of adult industry. You know what I'm saying? And Hustler, man. I mean, what's a better word for a magazine? I mean, Playboy was dope. You know what I'm saying? Because Playboy, the whole marketing strategy with the bunny and everything, that was just fly. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But Hustler, you know, that's something that we all can relate to. You know what I'm saying? We all hustlers in our own aspects. You know what I'm saying? We come together and do this show. So I just want to say, you know, a big solid rest in peace to Larry Flint, man. It was a real one. So, yeah, so that's that. Wanted to get that out the way. Then, just to talk politics really quickly, I'm not going to go too far on this because, you know, we basically then turned the page, man. Like, I'm a Trump guy. That's my dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a rock with him. But I do recognize this new leadership in the country. You know what I'm saying? We got Biden, we got Harris or whatever. So I'm just going to, you know, adjust accordingly. But so many people, a lot of Democrats just don't even want to let it go. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was watching a show that I like. What is it called? Brother from Another. You know what I'm saying? My guy Michael Smith from New Orleans or whatever. So I told you about this show probably a few months back when it first kicked out. But, you know, I'm always watching the show for sports because, you know, he used to be on ESPN. But he got so political, man, and he's so, like, just shell-shocked of what happened with Trump and this whole pandemic. And I'm like, dude, get over it. I'm like, dude, like, freaking Biden won, and you still mad. You know what I'm saying? And it seemed like it was a lot of Democrats like, oh, he should be impeached because he should never be able to come back again to be president again and all this other shit. And I'm like, man, just, yo, relax, man. You got what you wanted. It's Biden's in office. Adjust accordingly. Like, that's the whole thing is, you know, freedom of speech, man. Like, people need to. So, anyway, long story short, without going on a tangent, I'm happy that Trump did not get impeached for the second time because, to me, it wouldn't have changed nothing, but I guess it would have changed something if he got impeached. He wouldn't have been able to run for office again. And it's not like Trump said that he's going to run in 2024. People just assuming that he is, even though he never said that he is. And they just scared that, okay, he could get presidency again in 2024. So, whatever, man. Like, you know, live in the now. You know what I'm saying? We're not promised tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen. Do what you need to do. Handle your business. Take care of you and yours. And that's it. So, and I just didn't like the precedence that it would have started if they would impeach him for a second time and just try to just totally just blackball him from politics. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole part of a democracy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have different things. So
that would have just been like a ceremonial.
Well, go ahead. What do you think?
Because, like, an impeachment is a task to take somebody out of office. So, regardless of the fact, they just went through the motions. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, he was already out of office. But I'm just saying, but if he would have got impeached for a second time, that would have
been. At the House, the vote on the House had any type of hearing, any type of witnesses or anything else like that. So, that right there is still open for contention. So, if a motherfucker really wanted to look into the legality of that, you see what I'm saying? They could, but they just choose not to. So, I mean, it is what it is when it came down to that shit. But he was never going to, like, it's just smoke and mirrors. They was never going to get the 67 votes, how many were fucking the supermajority anyway. That was just
a waste of time. Waste of time. Move on, man. Pine the president. Fucking do some shit that's going to help. The American people, man. Like, stop living in the past. Stop being all shell shocked about Trump. Get over the whole shit that happened on fucking at the Capitol. Like, what the fuck, man? So that's it. That's all I'm gonna say about that, man. I'm turning the page and moving on, man. And people need to do the same thing. So, you know, that's that. I'm trying to think what else we got. I think other than that, I'm going to get back into the sports report. But one other thing I just want to get into, I don't really get into the gossip. You know what I'm saying? I say that for Black. And I know Black probably want to touch on some stuff. I know she's still on the topic she was talking about. But I just want to say, you know, shout out to Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Hold your head, Kanye. I think Kim, she filed for divorce.
That was really the topic
so,
that I wanted to discuss because all this other shit is boo-hoo. So go ahead. That's what I wanted to discuss.
Okay. That's the one you wanted to get into. Okay. So, yeah. So
yeah,
I just want to say hold your head. Yeah. I just want to say hold your head, Kanye. But here's the thing, man. And shout out to my man Corrupt. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to a lot of Corrupt, man. Dog Pound, West Coast. Death Row, you know what I'm saying, all that early Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre type shit. Anyway, Corrupt's got a song, it was on the Dr. Dre album, it was on Corrupt album. You can't make a whole housewife. I'm sorry, you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just what Kim just got those qualities where she gonna always want to be out there, man. Like, and you wiped her up, you had a couple kids with her, and it is what it is, man. Like, all the little things that's coming out, supposedly she slept with Meek, she slept with Game, she got a lot of bodies, man, so... And these are your peers that's in the rap industry. So they're always going to look at you a certain way. I'm just saying, they always look at you a certain way. And look, you can handle that. But what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, and I guess, you know, his whole religious aspect and everything else, and he's kind of like at a crossroads with his career, you know what I'm saying? So it seems like it's a lot going on. So it's going to make for some good music, though. You know what I'm saying? Once he gets over what he's going to do, I don't know if he's going to get back into the politics and try to run for president, especially since Trump didn't win his this election. So 2024 is like up and, you know, who knows? You know what I'm saying? That's why I said we got to just move on and just kind of take it day by day. But I just wanted to touch on that. So what you thought about that, Black, since you wanted to kind of –
you know I'm going to touch on this because we always had this argument. You know what I'm saying? In my past life, I was a hoe. Yes, and I know it. So, I've definitely – you know, been, you know, secluded, and it's what's in you. And, you know, for y'all men, it'd be like, you can't make a hoe into a housewife. You will have a stroke if you found out your wife was a hoe at one point in their life. So calm down with that. You know what I'm saying? Don't speak with your text when you don't even know what your bitch doing, because there's no way that you'll ever know what your bitch is doing. You know what I'm saying? You know what she tell you. You know what she tell you before you came along. She could have been getting trains ran on her or a giving head, you know what I'm saying, and not even getting the pussy touch. So, and you got a whole hoe, you know what I'm saying, trying to identify somebody as a hoe. And when I say hoe, you know, of course, everybody know I did porn. That's a form of being a hoe. So that's how Kim got on. She slept with somebody famous, and then, boom, she out there. The only difference between Kim and somebody else is that her relationship is under a
microscope.
Under a microscope, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's able to see it. But think about these chicks that's in the hood, you know what I'm saying? These chicks that's nurses, they got a different man every 3 fucking months. So what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? You ain't putting them under a microscope. If you really sit and look at it, it's just real life. It's just out for everybody to judge. So, you know, I mean, I'm not judging Kim based on her past or what she was doing, because guess what? She was with Kanye for 7 years. You know what I'm saying? So that's at somewhat of a success. Mm-hmm. Now, Kanye had mental issues, and we already knew it. You know what I'm saying? Before we going in, I commend Kim for even taking the opportunity, because she knew Kanye for a very long time before she even married him. So I commend her for even trying with him. You know what I'm saying? She actually said, okay, he on my level, he got money, let's try, maybe I can change him, he really wants to be. So I commend her. Yes, she has 3 failed marriages, so I really wouldn't say that the issue is all on Conway. I think Kanye, because I think it's a joint issue. She has 3 failed marriages, but he has mental issues. And when I tell you, unless you have been in a situation with a man with mental issues and anger issues, you can't even say nothing about that. You know, you want to love a man through their issues, but if they're not trying to get the right help that they need, or if they can't be touched, and unfortunately, Kanye is kind of untouched. He's in this world on his own. He only had his mother, and he hasn't healed from that. You know what I'm saying? His mother, unfortunately, went against the doctor's orders, and she went and got a surgery. She passed. We all know how much he loved Donna, and so he has never healed from that. And until he heals from the fact and understand that his mother is there with him and he can be able to grow, he's going to always be in this state of mind that he's in. So shout out to them too. I wish the best for them. Regardless of what Kim plans on doing, she's not married. You can't be married for somebody for 7 years and then be like, oh well, I'm just gonna be single forever. So you got people going, there's gonna be talking. Oh well, she's already dating. Yeah, who the fuck wanna sleep by themselves? Even if you was in the bed with somebody for a month and y'all slept and woke up next to each other every day, you might feel it for a whole week. You know, it may not sting as long, but when you accustomed to being up under somebody, you just accustomed to being up under them. So they rich, their money is a little different. So, you know, it was a joint thing. And then now people are talking about the Khloe Kardashian and Tristan, which we all knew that they'd been back together. They just kind of publicly tried to ease it back on, and she tried to give it time. But the reason that they're not letting off Khloe next is because, you know, they did all of this extra shit to Jordan, and you know what I'm saying? It was this whole situation, and she actually didn't want to go public because they made it out of such a big issue. My whole thing is, you already know, they mess with everybody else, man. You know what I'm saying? Your friends, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that you was cool with, you going and sleeping with them. Their track record shows it. It's very open. Hell, y'all sisters and y'all slept with the gang, both of y'all. So, I mean, it's like when they do it, you know, it's okay. But when somebody do it to them, it's a big issue. So she kind of slowed up with coming out to say she was, you know, back with Tristan, and now she has everybody on her. Of course, as they should be, because we got to start standing up for our people more. You know what I'm saying? Jordan was a black girl. She never even slept with Tristan. She didn't blame Tristan as much as she blamed, you know what I'm saying, Jordan. She forgave Jordan, so it is what it is. It's not a cold, but that's what the one thing about the Kardashians, they feel like it doesn't matter what they do, they money, they billionaires, so you can't do what we do type thing. Highly weird shit. So I really hope that something positive happens, and I need to see a public apology from Khloe to Jordan, and that's just on life. So if you forgave Tristan, you know what I'm saying, because we knew y'all been together, you need to do the same thing with Jordan, because she didn't even sleep with him, and you went absolutely batshit crazy because he kissed on her. Bitch, you went back to him. So, you know, that's the whole Kardashian, Shebangle, God, what's the mom name? Jenner. Kris Jenner is stepping into the cosmetic line. So she has some skincare slash, you know, beauty lines that's coming out. And I really want to see that. You know, I shop a lot, right? And so when I'm online, I see a lot of things that you're like, you don't even hear in the media. And Khloe and Kylie, they have, like, a lot of stuff going on. How, you know, Courtney. Yeah. Courtney, Khloe, and Kim, you know, they had the stores and stuff. So Kylie and, God, what's the other one? I just said it. Kylie and, what's the youngest one?
Kylie, right?
Whatever.
I can't keep up with them. One of them, yeah.
Kylie and the one who got the baby from Travis Scott. I just said her name.
Yeah.
My mind is blank. But they have, like, a lot of lines. They actually have a shoe line. And it looks like a mock of the Uggs, like the furry Ugg slides. But it's Kylie and the other sister. The skinny one. The one that's the model. So they have the shoe line, which is like Uggs. And I ran across those. They also have, like, a little jewelry accessory line. So, you know, a lot of that stuff, you know, they really don't shed light on, but I actually just ordered a watch and a bracelet set. Yeah, I ordered a watch and bracelet set. I actually support, you know what I'm saying, the hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are who they are, but I love the entrepreneurship, you know, in reference to the family. So, yes, I do. Kylie has, like, this like kind of lip stain, and then she got the pencil that actually plumps your lips, and it works absolutely amazing. So, you know, I've definitely supported their brands over and over. So I'm not talking and speaking from an ill place when it comes to that family, because I support your brands. I'm speaking on a realistic fact. It's not, oh, I can't speak on it because I support your brand. A spade is a spade. So shout out to them. With their business and everything that they have going on, you know, keep it going. So that's it. Roddy Ricch and 42 Doug, they had a video shoot. I'm going to say it was, I don't know if it was in Memphis. I'm not sure where it was, but it did get shot up. There are three people that were hit. Two of them are in the hospital. The two rappers, they are okay. So I seen that Shade Room had posted that. But they are okay, so salute to them. We got to really, really do something about this violence. People don't want to fight no more. They just want to shoot, and it's absolutely ugly, okay? Let me see. What else did I see with
you,
the other topic?
You was,
we seen so speaking of boxing.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say the one thing, and you want to touch on it, you can, but I was just like, because I just don't get it to no shine, you know, because we media, you know what I'm saying, so people listen. But you was talking about the whole 6ix9ine, Meek Mill, whatever, but it is what it is. Like I said, I don't.
Yeah, that's not important.
Yeah,
because,
right,
you know, cause, listen, 6ix9ine was dormant.
I just don't like he was a bad, you know, he didn't represent New York well, you know what
well,
I'm saying?
He was dormant as hell.
I just didn't like
he was dormant as fuck. He really wasn't doing anything, and he started this shit with Meek Mill to get back in the media. That's all he does is troll, so whatever the case may
be. Yeah, forget that.
But Money Yaya, which is Floyd Mayweather's daughter. Of course, we know she had a baby by NBA Youngboy. We do see Floyd Mayweather being very active. Floyd Mayweather actually just brought the baby. And I think the baby, if the baby is 2 months old, just brought the baby their first Rolex, okay? Starting on their ass.
Oh, he got it.
Doing it big. I was like, okay. Floyd is very active. He's a papa. He said that basically the world can't see his grandson until he's about 7 years old because he don't want to deal with it. We haven't really seen much posted about NBA and the child, but Money Yaya confirmed tonight she still has her ring and they are still getting married. So they, I guess they choose to keep it out of the media or she's delusional, one or two. You know, she cut a bitch bottom, so she is not playing. she ain't playing about her boo-boo. So basically, and who else? I know it was that, yep, not worth talking about. I'm going through the stuff that I had put on.
Hold up, wait a minute. Yeah, right? Question. Don't this nigga got herpes?
Yeah, these young girls don't give a fuck, man. He done from the time his herpes comment came out, he done had like 7-8 kids from now. You know, but, you know, they say, like, shit, a lot of people got herpes. You know, just a certain form. I don't know nothing about that because I get my full panels and I ain't got them. So I don't know what they thinking, but these young girls don't care about that boy having herpes. He admitted to it and all. They still giving it to him. Like, I guess just give it to me when you got no outbreak. But, you know, he is from Baton Rouge. You get me? So he probably laying
that
pipe that they can't resist because they going
in.
So, okay, boom. Tokyo Vanity. My boo, my big boo, Tokyo Vanity got a new song out called FNF, right, which is Fuck Ninja Free, but you know the word.
What?
And, you know, you got the little intro. The song go real hard, okay? I was jamming it today.
Is that the chick from, what's the shit?
New Orleans, but she live in Atlanta.
Yeah, but Love & Hip Hop, right?
Yeah, the big girl. So, big and beautiful. So, she, you know, the song is actually riding. But she put up a post of herself, and the gang posted, "I tear that up." She's gone on now.
Oh,
and there was so many people that had something to say, like, "Ooh, gang, you comment on her, open and open." Listen, man, been loving BBWs, okay? I'm trying to tell you, you need to understand that, baby. I really don't have a shortage of want. I just choose what I choose because sometimes, you know, like my folks were saying, like, why you choose me? And you can't really break it down for him to understand from a male's point of view. But sometimes you just want to step outside of the limelight. And you just want to love wholeheartedly, unequivocally, and not worry about that. But you're going to have problems whether you with a regular dude or you with somebody that's doing something. So, you know, that shit don't work with the regular dudes. Then just stick in your lane with the dudes that's doing something. You rather cry in a Honda or a Bentley. I mean, Future said it best. I don't agree with a lot of shit that he's saying, but at the same time, if you're going to go through it, you might as well go through it for something, because I ain't got time to be going through it with somebody that can't offer me nothing. But, you know, the game is questioned on Tokyo Vanity. It was real cute, very much confidence, you know, boosting or whatever, whatnot, so I absolutely love it.
Cool.
G Herbo, Ari, my boo, Baby Daddy, he slipped up and told the world that he was having a little girl. Then he tried to clean it up. And then my last topic is Lovely Mimi, which is the Asian chick. She was on Love and Hip Hop. She got the surgery, and you know she do nails. You know what I'm saying? And so she was talking, and
that's the Asian chick.
Yeah, the Asian chick with the big old booty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's still on YouTube going hard.
Yeah,
okay, she's still going hard on YouTube. But, yeah, the funny chick.
Yeah.
So why you like the black boy?
She's
like, because of the
chick.
Like what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, her. Okay. So she slipped up in a YouTube live, and she was about to say ninja. She called herself. And, oh, my God, as of course, Twitter, oh, you still said you're a whole Asian. Listen, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear nobody else talking about somebody calling, using the word ninja in a non-offensive way, and like, that's your fucking word. Fuck you. Stop saying it. Stop putting it in rap music. Stop putting it on TV, and then a motherfucker won't feel like they can say it. So like, if white people walked around and said cracker this and cracker that, right? Then that's what you're going to do, call each other crackers. They show each other respect. So as black people, if you're not showing the next person respect, how the fuck you want somebody to show you respect? How you out here killing your own people in your own neighborhood, and it's okay. You ain't had no motherfucking march. You ain't did not one rally, but as soon as a police come in here and kill somebody, then it's a problem. Y'all got the game twisted. She was slipping, saying ninja. She called herself. She apologized in the video. Leave that girl alone and let her live. She take more black dick than your mama. So calm down. Calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of the society that we live in, thinking, oh, you can't say the N-word. Well, you stop fucking saying it in public. Mirror what the fuck energy that you want. Miss me with this stupid shit y'all on. Cancel who? I will always and forever support Lovely
Mimi. Yeah,
I don't give a fuck
okay.
who like it. That's why I'm not a people's person. That's why my circle's small. That's why I don't be out here trying to deal with these folks, because y'all missing the seventh sense. See, they taught y'all about six of them, right? But the seventh,
the
when
seventh?
They hear from you, and that's common sense. Fuck you.
Nice.
I'm done.
7 cents. Comment. Damn. All right. You dropped the mic on
the line. Drop the draws on that one.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm glad we got the energy back, man. This is good, man. All right, bet. So that's it, man. We got like 2 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it for the world famous. I was going to get into the sports report, but I'm going to just do a couple quick stories that I can do real quick. So shout out to Naomi Osaka, man. She beat Serena, and that shit was heartbreaking for me, man, because I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Women's tennis is the closest thing to boxing, man. And I caught this the other night. It was on ESPN. It was the semifinals of the Australian Open. And, you know, ever since Serena had her baby, she been yearning to try to get that next Grand Slam, because she's so close to tying Steffi Graf. But I don't know if she's going to be able to do it, man. But I never count out Serena. But Naomi Osaka is just, at this point, better than her. I'm not saying she's going to be all-time better than her, but, you know, just the trajectory, you know, because Serena's, what, 39 now? And
let me tell you,
Osaka,
the 90s was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Williams, just like Venus, been around since the fucking 90s.
Yeah, so it's over. So it's Osaka, Naomi Osaka's time, man. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? She half Japanese, half Haitian, man. But she's the now right now. So she took the Australian Open, and then of course, you know, shout out to the GOAT Tom Brady, man. Took the Super Bowl. Hopefully the Browns can get J.J. Watt, man. I would like to see that show up our defense. Carson Wentz, man, traded to Indianapolis, man. That's going to be that's a sneaky good move. And now with the NFL quarterbacks, man, that's just like the hoop stars, man. NFL quarterback is just like an NBA player. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the NFL is getting closer and closer to the way the NBA works, man, because it's just getting younger. The GMs, the coaching, everything's getting younger, man. And, you know, people got – short attention spans now. So like, if you, it's like, what have you done for me lately? So it ain't the old school where you had a person just stay in one place, one franchise their whole career, man. If you ain't doing nothing, you ain't winning, you don't get shipped out and shuffled someplace else. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Black with the topic. You know what I'm saying? We got into sexiness. You know what I'm saying? Smooth talked about his like his whole Valentine's retreat that he had in New Orleans. That was dope.
Yeah.
Y'all better send me a topic for next week. I'm sick of y'all. We not doing this in 2021. Y'all won't send me some topics.
I sent you a topic like 3-4 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago.
Ooh,
shit.
So there we go.
That was one.
I'm good. I did my quarter for 2022.
No, fuck out of here.
I'm gonna do some man, I'm a guest. First of all, let's get this one thing straight.
You been a guest for 2 years. Fuck you. Now I need a topic. I need y'all to come every week. Y'all both send me one topic, and then we'll organize it throughout the year. Nigga, I come up with all the topics. Look, y'all got me eating all the cornbread and all the collard greens. Y'all come up with a topic.
No doubt.
15
so,
seconds, man.
Definitely.
Thank y'all for tuning in. It was an amazing show. It feels good to be back. 2 weeks off. We finna run it all the way through our 4-year anniversary. Make sure you check me out on Linktree, linktr.ee/thenewmissloveblack. You'll find all of my links to everything that's going on there. Peace, love, and hair grease. Mo, take it out.
Yeah, follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk TWK. And if you miss the show, look for the retweet. Same time next week, everybody. Be safe. Peace.